During this screening process of the Forest Sub-Owner, which is the first call, the first walkthrough, the first email, you really have one job, and that's to assess motivation and loyalty. The motivation to stay the course by owner. The motivation to find out how long are they going to try this. The motivation to say, no matter what, I will never list with a realtor. I've heard so many people say, I'm never going to list. Who listed? Within a few days of saying that, never going to pay those brokerage fees. They have to process a certain level of pain, because they're pain-free day one. 50 phone calls later from realtors, pain has been applied. No buyers have called. No offers have occurred. And they thought they were going to sell the first weekend. You've got to wait a little while, but you have to be listening very closely. It's like your best relationship you have in your life. I'm hoping that you're a good listener because you ask great questions. You don't interrupt other people. You listen. How do you listen? By asking the right questions. With buy owners, your questions are face-to-face. Sometimes they're a text. Sometimes they're an email. You're going to be judged in proportion, if you will. You will succeed in proportion to your skill set in asking questions. So the goal here, your goal, is motivation and loyalty. Loyalty now to find out, are they really going to list with their friend? Are they really have already interviewed 3 agents and they don't want to talk to anybody else? So your objective is, are you asking questions that are probing, that give you what I call MOLO, motivation and loyalty? And that's really your job. It isn't necessarily just to go quickly get the listing. Is to figure out, are they motivated to stay the course? Are they giving any signals? And this is why we call this boot camp, the Forest Sub-Owners, because they're the toughest group, but they're also the group that's going to equip you to have skill sets in almost every area that you're going to need in real estate. This is, every conversation with the buy owner is really, I'd call it a crucial conversation. Phenomenal book, Crucial Conversation. And this is one of them. That first phone call, even that first email, the first walkthrough, the actual interview, the follow-up that you're doing each week, letting them know what's going on in their marketplace, these are all crucial conversations. In the absence of them doing the right order, it's kind of like making a cake and adding the eggs after you added the frosting. You put the frosting in, you put the, you know, at 350 to bake the cake, wrong time. Frosting comes in after the cake comes out and cools down. Eggs go in early on, what have you. You do it in the wrong order, it's a mess. If you go for it in the wrong order, you won't get these. There's A, B, C, D, E. Do the listing interview process with buy owners in the right order. And do enough of them, because you've got to build your skill set up. You never stepped on the golf course the first time, took a swing at a golf ball, and drove it 350 yards. You probably missed it. If you hit it again, you probably knocked it off the tee about 2 feet. You don't have a clue what you look goofy. When you do these in the beginning, it's not going to go well. Why would it? You've never done this before. You're probably not a natural at this in a very competitive. You've got to stay the course. You've got to be able to say, I went on enough of these. I didn't do well, but I'm going to stay the course. Don't quit. Stay the course. All right. Motivation and loyalty. That's your job. Find it out on the phone calls and then stay the course with all the facets of what we talked about, and you'll get your 10 listings, plenty of buyers in there, and a lifetime of referrals. All right. Thank you.